Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan, and we are in Bentonia at the Blue Front Cafe. I have no other than Terry Harmonica Bean. Terry, how's it going?
Everything's going good, Mr. Allen.
Hey, it's a pleasure. And we met last year.
Yeah.
And it was a pleasure to see you hear you sing and play the harp. And I just wanted to ask you, tell me a little bit about you and growing up. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Pontotoc, Mississippi. That's my home. I'm still living in the same place they made me at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm still on the same hill. As far as playing the blues, my grandfather, Rossie Johnson, my daddy, Eddie Bean. And man, like I tell everybody, well, you got 18 brothers and 6 sisters. That's blues already. I born into the blues.
That's just it.
But I'm Northeast Mississippi, what they call Hill Country area.
Yeah, and just for those, like, just to paint a map, we have the Delta, we have the Hill Country, and so, like, Pontotoc is on the top of the Hill Country. That's just south of Oxford, right?
East of Oxford.
East
of Oxford. Yeah, Oxford is considered is Hill Country also. Como is Hill Country. When you get past Batesville, Mississippi.
Okay.
Batesville. You're going in the Hill Country then.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know it's Mississippi blues. What's the difference? Well, the difference is the Mississippi Delta guys, and you know who all of them are, Muddy Waters, Son House, Charlie Patton, them all.
Mm-hmm.
They play the acoustic guitar, laid back music. It was just kind of laid back. One man, legs crossed, might pat his foot, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Picking, slide. Not all of them. Some of them slide. Hill Country guys, Northeast Mississippi, they had the guitars. They had that drive thing going.
Okay.
That thing the Hill Country guys was doing, that style of music, that blues they were playing, it left the juke joint and went straight into the church. They call it sanctified music.
That's real.
That's it.
That's real.
Yes, real.
That's real. Because a lot of people forgot about that church music.
Yes.
And then rock and roll.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so that thing you're talking about, Terry, is it's that thump.
Yes, yes.
A lot of people call it a drone.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. And so, like, growing up in church, was you exposed to it that way?
I was exposed to the different styles of the music. When I heard, we're going to the church and I heard this music, I knew it right off while I heard it first. It come from this.
Uh-huh.
It left the juke joints and went to the church because in the beginning of this thing, the blues played. You had people in the cotton field like my grandfather and grandmother, my daddy and them all. People singing the blues, playing the blues.
That's true.
Some singing gospel. In the juke joints, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. Sunday, no people at church.
Mm-hmm.
The juke joint people had way more people than people the church folks. So the preachers would get together and come up with this because the juke joint people were making money.
Okay.
At the Sunday, the church folk wouldn't have making no money. People's in the church, nobody could play the music because there wasn't no music. The first instrument that was in the church, tambourine.
That real?
Oh, yes. That's all they had. They had a choir, the preacher with his strong voice, and tambourine. They had a piano sitting there, but nobody could play it.
So we had a... There's a piano nobody could play. We had a tambourine.
Yes.
And then the preacher was calling hellfire brimstone.
Right. But see, he wasn't making no money. Nobody at church. The juke joints was packed with people Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. Mm. So the preachers, black people, this is a black thing.
That's right.
They get together. We gonna scare the hell out of some people.
Is that real?
Oh, yes. Pit fear in them. You tell your man, your boyfriends, your girlfriends, that going business, that devil music down there.
Mm.
Them people up jumping around dancing. You see?
Mm.
Feeling good. Off of my grandfather, moonshine, they them dancing and all this stuff.
Okay.
And the preacher them will see that. That's old devil music. Now watch this.
Okay.
Somebody got cut or stabbed. I heard at the juke joint. That devil music. That music ain't no good for you. You're going to go to hell listening to that stuff. Somebody might get killed. That devil music. That stuff ain't no good. That put fear in the people. Now, these people done start telling their boyfriend, husband, preacher said, you can go to hell listening to those music. It brainwashed people. Mm. Now, these people is coming to church now. The musicians, they come to church with their guitar, their bass player, their drums.
Mm.
That old piano sitting in that church.
That's right.
Some old blues guys sit down there and play that thing now. Now the preacher's got music in the church now. That blues music that was played in the juke joint, it's the same music, but we can't call it blues. We're going to call it sanctified music.
Oh.
That dancing and stuff was going in the juke joint. When that music got to the church and the preacher with his strong voice, the women's and things, the men start shouting and going on. Same thing. But you're getting happy now. You got the Holy Ghost.
That's true.
You see, dying at that juke joint, you had the devil in you.
Mm-hmm.
But here, you got the Holy Ghost in you now. It's a brainwash thing. Now the preacher making money. Now, as the churches grew, it went from sanctified music to gospel music.
That's true.
Now, the church is real big now. It don't went from gospel music to temporary gospel.
Mm.
You see the difference?
That's
big it. Now. They're yeah. making money.
Now think about that with what it did with rock and roll.
Put it on the map too.
Okay.
That rock and roll.
Those boys from the UK.
Yes.
The Rolling Stones.
Yes.
That Led Zeppelin.
Exactly.
They all come them. Over here and got some dirt.
Yes. Yes.
They got that the hill blues. Country.
That's why John Lee Hooker said, you took this music and pepped it up and called it something else.
Mm.
Playing the fad and put all that note and stuff in it. Call it something else, but it ain't. It's the blues. See, the our race of people, the black people, was trying to get away from this blues. You can't get away from it because I tell them all the time, it's in you. It's two sides of the blues. As long as everything ain't going good for you, you don't realize you got the blues. You don't even realize it. Hell, you got the blues still, but you happy. Everything going good for you. Everything what's going your way. Everything.
That's right.
You got the blues so bad you don't even realize you got it. But as soon as everything go to going bad, now the blues. You don't want that. You see?
Let me ask you this. As you grew up and you became a musician, as you began to play the harp and all that, when you play, are you playing the blues?
I'm playing the blues, and this is what I'm doing. I'm past my parents, them. People never knew them. Highland Wolf knew all my family. Muddy Waters knew all of them, the older people, because they hung around them. But my family and a lot of others blues guys. There were just as many blues guys in Northeast Mississippi than it was Mississippi Delta. But they didn't go professionally. What's they the didn't want to take a chance. They went to the factories. A lot of the blues guys in Mississippi Delta, Muddy Waters then brought them to Chicago. You see?
And that's how Chicago took that Mississippi sound.
Chicago called that Chicago blues because they had all the lights and things up there. But it ain't letting, but the Mississippi blues with a big sound. That's all. All that stuff generated out of Mississippi.
Oh, I totally agree.
Nowhere in the world, nowhere in the United States that the people play the blues like the Mississippi folks. Now, you got the Texas blues. You got all these guys, different places playing the blues.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell you the truth about it, man, I heard this stuff that these people doing this in Mississippi, and I like it. I got it over here. Make a long story short, Lightning Hopkins, he has been in Texas all his life. But that style he had is Mississippi Delta.
I mean,
John Lee Hooker been had to, from Mississippi Delta. But that style he had is hill country.
It's that bump.
Yes, sir.
It's
all the African roots.
That's true.
It's all the African roots.
No, and it goes back to those fields.
Yes, sir. All that stuff James Brown doing, called it funk. African music, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. As you were growing up and you came out and broke out as a musician, how did that start for you?
It started for me because my baseball career had quit. I got banged up so many times. Every time I got ready to go to the major league, a major accident would happen, cost me a career. Didn't kill me, but broke me down. And my grandfather always told me, that ain't what the good Lord had in plan for you. You play that blues, it'll be good for you. So I kind of, when I quit playing baseball, I would play the blues at my friends' houses and at home, you know, when my daddy didn't want around when I go to the juke joint. And then I decided I'd give it a try. I just went out with it. Started out in the Mississippi Delta. Used to come down to Mississippi Delta. Team all the forward them all. Willie Foster them all. And Team all the forward was the man that said, son, what can you play? I said, I blow harmonica. He said, I'm going to put you on that stage with me today. Team all the forward. That was in 1989. I played with T-Model for 4 years. When I got on stage with T-Model Ford, I had old C harmonica. And I knew that he was an old man. He didn't know nothing about the key of A or E or B or nothing like that. I know he didn't.
Now that's something else.
You
because
see?
When you talk about Bentonia, it's tuned to the key of C sharp.
Right.
And so you need an F sharp cross it.
Right. And I knew.
You could do it with C.
Right. I knew T-Model didn't know nothing about that. And I told him on the stage, I said, look, Mr. T-Mall, I got a C-Hop money. He said, I know what you got. But I didn't want to get on stage and make no fool of myself because you can't follow money like that.
Yeah.
I knew what I was doing. But I didn't know he didn't know nothing about the key of G. So what he done? He said, well, I got up on the stage. It was an opportunity for me. I got to take it. You know what I'm saying? Let me hear your high note. I hit a high note. He said, now let me hear your low note. When I saw him do that, I knew what he was doing now. I know he knows what to do. He tuned the guitar to that.
Okay. That's rare.
And now we go. Yeah, I played with him 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah. See, a lot of people today say, Terry, you don't know what change harmonicas. I can, but I don't have to. I can play four different keys with one. I don't have to change it. Stay right there. You know, some people can play five, but the blues is a serious, serious, serious kind of music, man.
Oh, I know that.
It ain't no how many notes you can hear. Them notes that you select,
make them count.
It got to kill you somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm with it.
It's got to kill you somewhere.
I'm with it.
Yeah.
Probably gonna hit you somewhere in the center mass.
You can get up there and play all these blah 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 and blow all these blah blah blah. But it ain't can you nowhere.
I've seen you play.
Yeah.
I've been knowing you for 2 years. I know last year I was wanting to get you on. Yeah, such a pleasure to be talking to you now, because, like, I didn't know all this, Terry.
Man, this stuff is something. How did you learn to play both Terry together? Well, I had a talent for it. Like my granddaddy always said, son, good law give everybody.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
A talent.
Okay.
But you got extra. You can throw a ball 90-something miles an hour with both hands.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about that. Like, you grew up playing ball?
Grew up playing ball. I love baseball. Still do. He said, boy, you got extra talent.
I mean, where'd you play? Did you go to college to play? Or
no,
how did that work out?
I was being drafted out of high school in 1980, but I had an accident that cost me the career.
Tell
me in 1984, you had a motorcycle accident.
Oh.
In 1984, I was back on track of things again and had a car wreck going to Cincinnati to the camp. And that's when, granddad, I told you, the blues. And I thought I'd give it a try. And it's been all over the world. I got fans all over the world. Hate what's going on in Ukraine and Russia, because I got friends there, you know. Man.
Well, I got three questions to walk it out the door.
Go ahead.
All right, number one is for anyone who may be out there listening who slightly musically inclined wants to get into the blues, where do they start?
What I suggest to my people that when I do these workshops, classes, and I got some of my students that have went, got their own bands and things now. And they said, I learned this from Terry Harmonica Bean and this and that and stage performance and everything. Some people, you can play the blues. You don't have the gift that person or that guy playing it. You play the guitar well. You sing well. You got, but I ain't going nowhere with this. Well, it is what it is. Then have a person over here that's playing the blues, and he don't do it near as much as I do. He don't have, but he doing this and doing that. Well, that person got a gift that you don't have.
That's right.
And how do you get that gift? You can't get it because it wasn't gave to you.
Okay.
You see?
Okay.
You have to have more to offer to people. Even today, I played today. Had 45 minutes. Man, just as I started, the people started coming in. I love that. Pull people to. That's what my granddaddy saw. You can make people come to you.
You got something.
You can make people come to you. You got a way with people. And you don't see. You see a color of people. You do see that. But you don't have none of that foolishness in you. That racial thing. My granddaddy saw that in me. You don't have it. So it would be good for you.
I think that thing that you're talking about is what you just described. Is you could be talented as a day is long, but if you ain't good with people,
right,
it don't matter.
It don't matter, right?
Because you ain't gonna gonna connect with them.
Right.
All right, question two. We're in Bentonia at the Blue Front Cafe. Do you have any memories of Skip James or James Owens?
I know who they are. I got to meet James Owens before he passed.
Okay.
They was an outstanding player. I never met Skip James, but I seen him on some videos. They was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Real soft boys and all that stuff. And where they picking going.
Oh, it's wild hearing Jimmy talk about it.
Oh, yeah. See, Jimmy know him. I'm a decade behind Jimmy. I heard of these people, but I never got to meet them. But I knew, I remember when they was around, still playing. But I got to see the videos of them. I said, man, they was something.
Mm.
And they was nowhere than 100 miles than us people. But you know what? That's why I give credit to the Robert Johnson, which my grandfather, Rossy Johnson, knew him.
That's real?
Knew him well. They called him Lord Buffalo Delta. But he wasn't Robert Johnson. He was Robert somebody else. Not Robert Johnson.
What did your grandfather say? Did he go to the graveyard and play for them Haints?
My grandfather.
How did that really go down?
That he sold his soul? That's what you're talking about with Robert Johnson?
No, I'm not talking about selling soul. It's like he, you know, remember, he got laughed out of that juke joint, so the story goes. And he went up missing.
Yeah, sold his soul to the devil. He went somewhere and...
No, I heard, like, he was...
I know what you're saying. When I played for the ghosts and stuff.
No, it wasn't no crossroad kind of thing. It was like he learned from a guy, and they played in the graveyard.
He learned from Ike Zunderman. He learned from my granddaddy. He learned from a lot of people. That's what he done.
Jesus.
Now, for that witchcraft stuff, man, a lot of you black people back in the old days was into that, what they call black magic.
Oh, that's real.
That's real stuff. Africa.
Oh, it's real. That is real.
It's real stuff.
Because I mean,
use it for good. Some people use it for bad.
Mm-hmm.
Robert used it for he want to be a good guitar player, made a band. But my grandfather them knew him as Robert somebody else, but not Robert Johnson. My grandfather knew this Ike Zimmerman
man
too.
That's wild, man.
You see?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, he knew all of them. He said, "That boy, old boy from the Delta, he got a song for me and made a lot of money off of it." I said, "What the phone is that, granddaddy?" "Sweethearted Woman." I said, "He ain't got no song called that. He called it Kind Hunter. We'll be changing it over." So Robert Johnson played it Mississippi Delta style on slide, and grandfather played it in standard tuning and played it a different way. And I play it sometimes, showed it to people. But they called it Sweethearted Woman.
Oh.
A lot of you big stars, like Michael Jackson, a lot of them big stars.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to them songs they be doing, it's old blues tunes. They done rearranged and made them something else.
That's just it.
But they don't give credit here. But I love Stevie Wonder because when he come out, he always get credit to Muddy Waters and Hollywood them because his music is bluesy and spiritual.
That's just it. That's one thing about playing here. I get to play tomorrow.
Yeah.
And with all the music that I get to do, is credit always comes right back here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ain't no other way.
Yeah.
I've sat under Jimmy 2 times.
Yeah.
And I hope to sit under him many more times.
Yes. He's the last of the Bentonia Blues.
That's
Jimmy
it.
Duckholm. So it's going to take people like you, Alan, and others. Don't matter what color they are.
That's true.
To keep this going. Myself, the reason I'm doing this, because nobody in my area... play this style of that area, they hear country blues, but myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my kids, they know all about me, but they don't. But maybe one of the grandboys, they like it.
Mm.
Or maybe one of the granddaughters may pick it up.
There you go.
You never tell. That's when I keep all that stuff.
There you go.
Well, daddy been all over the world. Most people know me as a famous baseball player. They didn't know, just find out about. We didn't know he done that, but some of them did. I just never did.
I didn't even know you played baseball, too.
Yeah, I was something in that ball. Yeah.
All right, last question.
Okay.
For those listening, if they want to see you play, where do they go? Clarksdale?
Wherever I may be. I'm going to be the first black man on the moon. I done told them that. Quick as them aliens get them American dogs together. I don't want alien money. But tomorrow night, I'm in Clarksdale at Club Vegas for a festival. And tomorrow day, and then tomorrow night, I'm at Reds. I'm sorry. I'm at Reds tomorrow night. And then from now to Carolina. So everything is kind of opening back up and getting to move around.
Right on.
You know, man, I've been doing, for the pandemic, here I'm in Europe, Australia, Spain, Italy, Belgium.
Well, that opens up something else, too.
And it's opening back up now a little bit. So starting the first of next year, everything.
Ain't it wild, like, going to another country and they just appreciate it a whole lot more?
A lot more. Packed.
I'm telling you.
Packed, man.
That's every so place. Wild, ain't it?
It's packed. Every place, packed. Every place.
And they clap longer.
Yes. And you know what? When you go to them places inside them bars and stuff, or wherever you're playing at, you can hear a pin fall.
Mm.
It's so quiet. And man, after the song, the applause is so overwhelming, you can't hardly play another song. It's amazing. It's amazing. Last 2 weeks ago, I played at Reds. Jimmy having that going on too now. He had at least 30 people from different countries there.
I don't doubt it.
Come from all the other countries to come right to the Reds. I come to Jimmy Duck Holmes.
Oh, I mean, I heard
and the last of the juke joints left.
That's right.
Just two now. Mr. Gone. Why is it so popular here from Jimmy? You had a great musician that was from here. Skip James and Bus Bars and all the owns them all. Clarksdale. You had Muddy Waters, John Lee Hooker, all those people. I'm starting a festival in my hometown.
You should.
And I'm dedicating to Babyface Leroy Foster. Who is that? He's the first drummer for the great Muddy Waters from Pontotoc, Mississippi, Al Gomer.
When are we starting this?
I hope to have it. I'm going to give myself 3 years to have it going. I'm already fixing the land.
I'm
going to
stay in touch. I'm going to keep
going. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Blues Festival dedicated to him.
As it should
Leroy
be.
Leroy Foster. Well, I roll in a tumble, cried all night long. A lot of people thought that was Muddy Waters, and it was after Leroy had passed.
Mm.
But he was a hill country drummer.
Okay.
Singing and playing that.
You don't hear that a lot.
Uh-uh. He's a singing drummer.
Because that's the thing about
that
hill country.
So he's on the blues with me now in Pontotoc.
That's a tough thing to do.
Yes, sir.
Now, it's one thing to learn how to pat your foot and play guitar and sing, but to play those drums
Yeah.
That's something else.
Oh, yes.
Because there's something about that hill country. Yeah. It's a little bit different than the Delta.
Totally different.
There's a drone.
Yes.
There's dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
Yeah.
Well, right, just one more thing to walk it out is for those listening, visit Pontotoc, visit Clarksdale, visit Mississippi. Where would you send them if you wanted to give them the real taste of what the blues felt like right now? Because when I was driving in, Terry, I drove through some of these towns that was just forgotten by time.
Forgotten by time, and those towns that you seen forgotten by times, all you got to remember this, in every one of these towns in Mississippi, it was a great blues man around there somewhere.
Mm.
People may not talk about him. You don't expect some of the younger people, but some of the middle-aged people will.
Hey, they'll know.
And them same towns today, you go by there, you may not think it's not a blues person there, but it's some youngster around there can play the blues, or he can sing the blues, or he can dance it. It's still there.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is Terry, what's happening with the black people playing the blues? They didn't stop. Well, they got a lot of things on them. A lot of youngsters. I talked to a lot of youngsters. Tried to. You doing all this foolishness for some attention.
Mm.
I was a youngster one time. I know what you're going through. Now, for us wanting to get in the game, Back when I was going to school, it was called bullies. People want to bully you, but we would throw down. You see? Mm-hmm. We would fight. I had to fight every day.
Oh, you got to.
Till them people find out, hey, we can't do nothing with him. We got to let him.
Yeah, ain't nothing.
What do you get? They beat you up or what? But you fight with them. Mm-hmm. They'll finally leave you alone. Okay, I chose sports and stuff like that to draw my attention. I said, you youngsters that want attention today, you doing all this foolishness? Get in the sports or play your music. You can do these things. And if you do that, it's going to get you all the attention you want.
That's just
and some of you going to get paid for your attention.
Sit in your bedroom and learn.
And you ain't got to go out and kill nobody for no attention.
There you go.
You see?
That's a great way to walk out the door. Terry, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Yes, man.
We're out of here.
All right.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.